Hello everybody, thank you for coming. As I introduced, I'm here to talk about reforming the feature article process in the Indonesian Wikipedia. For a start, I'd like to know from you whether any of you are Wikipedia editors? Alright, and in non-English Wikipedia? Alright, and familiar with the feature article process? Alright, so I guess all of you know feature article is this label we give articles that the community thinks is the best that they have, and what it means is it has a star usually or some other symbol, and it gets to appear in the main page for some time depending on the wiki. In the English today it will show up here, as you know. So a little bit about myself. I'm an editor in both the English Wikipedia and the Indonesian Wikipedia. I care about quality. I have the honor of writing 5 feature articles in the English one and 6 in Indonesian. And last year I proposed a reform process in the feature article process in the Indonesian Wikipedia. So just to introduce about the problem, there was this time that one of my co-editor called the Dark Age of Indonesian Feature Article. And during this time, we did have feature article criteria, just like in other Wikipedias, but the decision, the promotion was decided by simple voting. Some guy just come up with an article with simple reason. In this case, the reason is already a feature article in a lot of other language Wikipedias. We should also make it so in ours. And like a lot of people disagree. What's the problem with this? So obviously there's no robust discussion. It's just rubber stamping. And like we, even though we had criteria, it's not used at all to evaluate it, because people just count, oh, 5 people agree, yeah, it's promoted. And for some reason, a lot of voters are eager to pass as many. Like, the thing is, we should be efficient in rubber stamping on this proposal and just make it give the star or whatever. And we have people pointing out problems with the article sometimes. So in this case, they're saying some templates are missing. Like, just appears a red template and it's copy edit, grammar needs improvement. But what happened is, because it's a voting system, like there's 5 agreement and just 3 disagreement is still counts as majority vote. And the result is why we thought this is a dark age, at least from some user who care. And a lot of poor articles are presented in the market feature article, and we present them in the main page, which has high visibility, high traffic, and it matters a lot for our reputation, because the main page is our face, right? And if the article we present there is a poor one, then what, like, we have all these comments. So we have some random comments from time to time. People who are even not Wikipedia users, they just come in and say, well, there's a lot of nonsensical translation in this article. So, as a context, a lot of them are translated from maybe articles in the English one, which was featured, but the translations were bad. So, like, a lot of people complain about the translation, and some users even say, if anyone is interested in improving their writing skills, please contact me. So as a context, we are not a small Wikipedia. We are just reached 500,000 articles, and We're number 22 is in terms of size. We have 1 million viewers and 200 open main page per month and 200 million language speakers. So we serve 20 times the population of Sweden by language. So this is how many people we are doing a disservice of if we keep doing this. So as a comparison, we look at the English Wikipedia process, how they review and promote a featured article. I can show you here, like there's a lot of comments. They don't just vote agree and disagree. There's a lot of very specific comments. It's very long. A lot of people participate, not just one or two. And even already great articles are still commented on because there's always room for improvement. And a lot of everybody discuss their justification in saying whether they support or whether this needs improvement. So we use that as a model, but we can't do everything the same. So what we did was first, some process change, and there are many parts, but the main points are we are going to promote article based on the comprehensiveness of the review rather than how many people votes on it. And we will disregard any comments that say we will disregard just like before when people just say agree and disagree, we will just ignore those comments. And we encourage comments and suggestions that improve the article, even though it's already great. Because a lot of people think, especially if the writer is a good writer, at least they think they're not worthy to criticize someone who creates such a great article with a long thing and a lot of technical terms and so on. So we encourage people to stop thinking like this, and just if it is not accept, you don't understand it, ask clarification. If there is some mistake, even small, just tell them, just comment, and we should fix that. And we also to avoid wasting time. If something is clearly insufficient quality, normally it is someone translating an article with machine, or they don't know they don't know what they're talking about when they translated it. We just reject it out of hand. Somebody would comment like, "There's a lot of mistakes, and we should not waste our time." Maybe more polite than that. We should give this back to the author so that they can improve it first. The main goal of these changes are: we don't want any more poor articles in the main page because that's important for our reputation, high visibility, and we also want to, as a community, we want to produce we want to have an output that we can call the best of the best in our community. So I propose this changes in November 2018 in the top page of the process, and type people who voted before or people who cared. There was not too many responses, but and there was a lot of skepticism too as well. A lot of people were worried about, if we're doing this complicated process, maybe we will not have enough featured article for displaying in the main page, or our output will go down, as if the purpose is the quantity. And they were also worried about not having experts in in the community, because to do this kind of review, you would actually sometimes need people who understand the subject. And the other thing was, I was also new in the Indonesian Wikipedia. I was previously involved in the English one a lot, and that's where I learned about the featured article process there, but I was relatively new there, so it was like an upstart trying to change how things work. And also, there were, even though a lot of people voted, they didn't, when I typed them, they didn't really participate in the discussion. So there was the one strong supporter, and like, fortunately, he is already a senior editor and a bureaucrat, so I guess that means he's even stronger than an admin, I suppose. He felt strongly then about the poor quality of recent feature article. He was also passionate about this, and basically after like discussion seems to be going nowhere, and he just approved it. Like, oh yeah, this is a good idea, let's do this. And then he went and changed all the policy pages and so on. So that was a big help. So this is what we have now. I guess I don't expect you to understand this Indonesian page, but this is my comment on one of the suggested proposed feature article. As you see, they have more specific comments and actionable, and when they did it, they marked it as done, and I can evaluate it. It's still used until now. As last I checked, we had 42 proposals with this process and 30 passed. It's about 3 per month, which is quite okay, because we display 1 per week, so it's a little bit below the churn rate for displaying the main page, but it's fine because we can recycle and we still have a lot of reserves. And we also no longer get angry comments from readers who said they can't understand this or translation is wrong. And also we demoted 200 or more of existing featured articles. That was rubber stamped, which were rubber stamped with the previous process. And like all of these 200, somebody come up and demonstrate that there is a lot of problem with that. And then we just voted and to demote them. So I was also nicely recognized by the community for initiating this. I got elected an assignment, probably mostly because of the person who nominated me cited this as the main reason, and then there was also this thing about honor member in the Indonesian Wikipedia, and they elected me to that as well, which is a nice recognition. Like, makes me feel appreciated for what I did. So, but we have a lot of challenges, mostly nitpicking and criticism, which is common in reviews like this, can seem aggressive to people who are not used to it, especially maybe in our culture. It's not common to confront people directly. So even experienced editor can be offended sometimes, when especially when it's their first time, and then they get like a long list of mistakes in the article. I wish I knew this before, so I could try to make it smoother, make my comments smoother and not too offending. We also had a few participation from subject experts, especially with difficult topics like science or technology, and it's probably because as we are not that big community as the bigger Wikipedia, we don't have experts in all the topics, and it's also access to offline sources is hard. if we, you're working by translating from the English Wikipedia, and they use a lot of books or papers that are not accessible online, it's hard to clarify that information for us without accessing those sources. So that's a problem. And also because of these two things, I get what happened was it's easier to focus on spelling and grammar mistake, or I prefer this term compared to that term, rather than really deep reviewing of the content and what should be improved from the content point of view. And also, reviews are time consuming. I think it takes a long time to read 60 kilobytes of article, for example. And one of the ways to reduce this is, rather than if for simple mistakes like spelling or grammar, rather than asking the author to fix it, we would just, the reviewers would just fix them. So it saves time, rather than please change this to this and wait for the response and then see again, we would just encourage reviewers to just fix it there. Another challenge is we need more writers of feature article level content. The graph, the table here is number, I try to count the number of users by how many articles they proposed, they started proposing, and how many passed on those. As you can see, like, we have only have a handful of people who proposed more than once, and even less getting more than one proposal approved. And we also need more reviewers. I feel that it's often the same person again and again reviewing, and we don't want to burn out this valuable editors by giving them too much workload, and also, but if we are doing the review, that means they're not writing something else. So it would be nice if we have more people involved in the process. We even include this process in a competition where it's like an outreach competition, and you get more points if you get your article passed in this process. But as soon as the competition finished, they never come back. So I guess the retention didn't work. They did come, but they just come for the points. I think another reason is we need another set of challenges. We need more variety of topics. For some reason, I think it's common, I guess, from the keynote, this, we also mentioned that military history somehow get a lot of attention in Wikipedia, it's not just in the English, but also in our Wikipedia, and we get disproportionately a lot of articles in this topic, which is nice, but we also want more other topics to be there, like chemistry, biology, or economics. All those are important topics, and I would like to see more of those topics being covered by high quality editors. And I guess that's another challenge, is how to focus on core article or core subject, because I think fundamentally it's easier to create a high quality article for a very narrow field, because you don't have a lot of things you don't have to curate a lot of information. But if it's a very wide field, like if a wide topic like immune system or chemistry, it's hard to curate all the information about this topic compared to if it's just one battle in 1900, that you probably, it's easier to curate all the information. So I guess the lesson learned is, I think the first is be careful what you put on the main page. It matters a lot. We see the feature article we put in the main page can get spiked up to like hundreds of times than this usual daily reader. So it matters, and process matters. We don't want to, if we want, are serious about quality, the process should not be just simple rubber stamping, but it should be an in-depth process, and we should provide a clear process so that the user who care about quality can contribute, can review, can add their opinion. If, compared to if the process is bad, there is no place for them to influence the outcome. I guess the last one is each community has its own challenges. For us, as we mentioned before, we need more participants, we need more subject experts, we need more access to sources, to high quality sources. So that's all for me. I hope it's been interesting, and since we have time, I welcome questions or even suggestions about what I've been presenting.
Thank you very much. Questions? Comments? Okay, while you think of a question, I have a question.
Right.
Did I understand correctly that achieving this reform depended on having that old respected
right.
support you? And apparently he already thought that, just wasn't acting on it, and it took you and your energy to get it started. But if you didn't have that support, could you have achieved it?
I don't know. I think the reason why it didn't, like why it was me initiated, because I am experienced in the English feature article process, and not a lot of people have that experience in our community. He might think there's a lot that is improvement, but there's no knowledge about what to do. What can we do about this terrible problem? But to answer your question, I don't know. Based on the responses, it was pretty skeptical, so I don't think without that support, it would be better. Without that support, it would be better.
Any questions? Yes.
I would like to ask, when before the FAE reform occurred on Indonesian Wikipedia, would the experienced editors on Indonesian Wikipedia for blogs and then they basically would then basically know each other and then would vote for each other regardless of the article quality before the reform? I would know about that.
To be honest, I don't know. I wasn't that active in the Indonesian Wikipedia before this what happened here, but probably what happened was mass messages that can easily attract people to vote, and then people think they're doing a good thing by rubber stamping as many articles as possible, even though they didn't have time to read it. I think that's what happened, rather than like a conspiracy to.
Yeah, and generally when you put such things to a plain vote, it becomes a popularity contest.
Yes.
Other thoughts, comments?
I have a question about the participants in the votes.
Right.
Is it experienced users or also new users? How do you drive more people to participate in the discussions?
In the new process?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's one of our challenges. How do we invite people to participate? But currently they are all mostly experienced users. We try to, when we see somebody who seems to be a subject matter expert or who seems to care about quality, we do come to the top page, and if it's related to their field, for example, someone is writing a lot of chemistry article, we would invite them to participate when the subject is in chemistry. But I think it's hard to ask, to make them keep coming. And does that answer?
Yeah.
Other questions, comments?
Yes. So, thank you for the presentation. On Serbian Wikipedia, we also have that problem because it's based on popularity, and if you like some user, you just vote.
Yes,
or support. They don't even read articles.
Right.
And my question is, did you encounter that someone is blocking the selection of some article just by saying it's an awful article, grammar is awful, or some non-relevant thing, just to block some user to
Right. So far, we didn't have that problem. I think part of the new policy is that we will not count anything that says disagree without providing reason. So, if somebody were to do that, we would just delete that. Like, if they had one liner disagree, we would just delete them. But if they disagree with reason, we ask them to list the specific reason why they think it's grammar is bad. Like, provide some examples, and we, in that way, the author can address the grammar mistake rather than responding to the personal attack or to the vague attack, I suppose.
So, for example, one sentence as a review is not enough.
Right. You can just do one sentence review. We'll just ignore that review.
Thank you.
Years back, I also updated the student wiki, this kind of process, because it had become dysfunctional.
Mm-hmm.
For this reason, that our standards for the good articles, we don't even select featured articles.
Mm-hmm.
And the good article standards were getting so high that even with the perfect translation of the English Wikipedia featured article that has been improved on and made better than the original, it still didn't have any chances of actually getting requiring six votes that was required. And already if you had one take that I see some mistakes there, then it was done. There was absolutely no chance of ever getting voted. So I managed to change the system a bit, specifically adding new categories. But still, for us, one of the reasons why it's really hard to really keep the system running is actually is you're saying that this you're requiring, even for the supportive votes, to have some longer comments.
Right.
But for us, the main problem is often that if there is some very specialized article and we don't have that many editors, often the same editor who wrote that is absolutely the only person capable of actually putting some comments on it.
Mm-hmm.
I've even asked some outside specialists about, do you also have maybe some good system about really going and outreaching some outside specialists? Providing them this is the expectation from the article, we have no one to actually review that. Could you please do it?
Yeah, we did that. So as I said, we noticed, if when you notice someone is writing a lot of high quality article about some topics, we would invite them to feature an article in the same, to the review process in the same field. But as I said, it's hard to make them come back. That's the problem, and I don't know any good way to solve that.
Okay, one last question while they're setting up. You mentioned demoting about 200 articles.
Right.
I think that's great. That's a good sign of maturity, improving quality. But did you encounter a lot of resistance to that? Were the people who wrote those articles upset?
I think initially yes, but because we don't just demote randomly. We ask the demotion proposal to have reasons, and they can, because everybody else sees the reasons as valid, then people disagree with the demotion. Probably the author would, I don't know. We didn't have a lot of resistance to this.
Thank you very much. This was fascinating.